You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has compiled a list of experts for its scientific advisory group for the origins of novel pathogens to uncover pandemic causes. Australian Professor Stuart Blacksell from the University of Oxford is named along with animal health expert Yung Yang Gai. The WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, says she hopes there will be future missions to China.
Yes, I anticipate that the SAGO in its discussions about the urgent next steps for understanding, you know, the origins of the current pandemic will recommend further studies in China and potentially elsewhere.
Member countries have until the end of October to comment on the proposed list. The WHO's head of emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan, says this could be the world's last chance to seek answers about how the coronavirus evolved.
This is an opportunity, but it is also a challenge, because all of the scientists joining this process understand those external pressures and the scrutiny and the visibility of the process. So I think we're at a very important moment.
Dr. Ryan says sensitivities and national pride cannot be ignored, but he is urging experts to closely examine the science. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has asked the WHO to dismiss what he calls political and ideological tendencies surrounding vaccine safety. But Mexico is welcoming a United States decision to reopen its land border for non-essential travel next month. Britain remains under scrutiny over its initial pandemic response, with Conservative Party co-chairman Oliver Dowden commenting on a recent inquiry report.
Well, the Prime Minister apologised earlier this year for all the hurt and distress that her, all those families have suffered. And I share that. And of course, I offer that as well. It's been a terrible time for every family affected by this terrible virus.
The United Kingdom has lost almost 140,000 people with COVID-19 and faced criticism about its lockdown decision-making process. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration is considering the distribution of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson booster vaccines. The Biden administration says take-up of the extra jabs in the older population has so far been strong. COVID response coordinator Jeffrey Zients says more than one in three seniors have had a third shot, and preparations are underway for supplies if approval is granted.
We will be ready, we have the supply. I want to emphasize it's a different supply. The dose for kids is a different dose than adults, so we'll be getting different supply to providers. We'll bring that vaccine, as we've talked about, to pediatricians' offices, also directly to schools where appropriate and to community sites.
And the Pan American Health Organization is uncertain about a post-coronavirus future as its region lags behind in vaccine progress. Director Carissa Etienne says vaccination is critical and her organisation is making vaccines accessible to everyone who is eligible.
Without timely concerted action, there remains the possibility that COVID-19 may become endemic.
While Chile, Canada and Uruguay have vaccinated more than 70% of their populations, other countries have fallen behind. And a retired general who was Venezuela's former defence minister, Raúl Baduel, has died with COVID-19. The global death toll stands at 4.8 million. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.